Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Did you ever get involved in a fight at school and felt that you'd achieve something in your life?
No, I'm anti-violence, but I've got to tell you, our next guest, Jeff Payne, you've made a whole show out of it.
Yes, I have. And it's not a glorification of that. It's actually ugly domestic disputes that got way out of hand, and I ended up in anger management.
What happened?
I actually assaulted my neighbour in the middle of the night after this very ugly thing. It was 100% my fault. I went into the driveway and shouted at them and shouldn't have been there. The court said, you're an idiot, but you're not a threat to society, so we're going to send you to the one-day anger management course.
Oh.
And I went there and I sat down, and these guys were sat in a circle, and I didn't know what to expect, and they started opening up about their issues and what happened and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, this is absolutely gold. So I rushed out to the car, grabbed a notebook, and started taking notes.
I think comedy is an interesting way to talk about sensitive topics. So you've made a show out of this.
I have. It's called Unpack This, because we were told we were going to unpack. That's the kind of language they used. All of us in the room are going to unpack about life. And I play three of the men in the room, and a friend of mine, Ross Daniels, plays the other three men, so we swap chairs, we jump between characters. And we've got Sid Brisbane, who's the male social worker, and Michelle Nussie is the female social worker, wrangling all of these different men in the room. And it's based on the actual class I went to, of course, but I've kind of played with a few of the characters. You know, names have been changed to protect the idiots, that sort of thing. It's an exploration of what goes on in an anger management class and the issues it brings up.
How does it make you feel, though, you know, doing something that was not great and you're obviously not proud of it, now kind of coming out the other end and making a show of it and having people laugh at it?
Well, I think it's the way I deal with the story and tell the story and communicate. As they say, you know, most art is just life prompts you to do something that you've got to share with people, and that's what happened in my case.
And some of the people there or in the play yourself, in terms of the anger management and the anger issues, what were some of them that you've...
Well, there seemed to be two groups. There were first-timers like myself who found themselves in this situation where they made a terrible mistake and took the law into their own hands and you know, had to face up to that. And there were others who'd been through the whole, you know, there were guys there that come straight out of prison. There was one guy that had actually said, I've got a history of violence and anger, I can't control it, and I need to because I'm this close to going, you know, being locked up.
Right.
So there were sort of clean skins and people who'd been through the system before. And what's interesting in the play is that the so-called clean skins are the ones that actually end up struggling and having a harder time because the facilitator really zoned in on us. Mm. And I don't know whether it's because he regarded the others as a lost cause or just grateful for the fact that they were simply there. But in terms of discussion, we were the ones that really had to bend over backwards to kind of explain what had gone on. And a lot of the comedy comes from the PC manipulative language that they have to use in these classes, because you can't have an opinion, you can have a perception. So if someone doesn't like your opinion, they'll say, well, that's just your perception. But, of course, they have their own perceptions, which we couldn't argue with.
Jeff, I'm interested, though. Like, you know, your career as an actor, and, I mean, in acting, it's all about acting. So
Yeah. This
was pretty much real life. So as an actor sitting there in this course,
Yeah. It
must have been quite confronting.
Well, it sort of was, but it was also pretty fascinating for me, you know, as someone that writes as well. I'm sitting there thinking, well, this is fascinating stuff. When else would I actually, you know, I'm being arrested now. I'm being fingerprinted now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to court now. And it is interesting to do that, except that you are the idiot that's actually doing all of that sort of stuff. So I was split between someone who was experiencing it and finding that interesting and actually being the person who's going through it at the same time.
How are relations with the neighbours now?
Well, pretty good. We moved.
The
next thing we did was sell the house.
Yeah. So, Jeff, for people wanting to go to the show, where's it playing?
It's at Chapel Off Chapel. That's in Paran, and it's on during the Comedy Festival. Starts April 11 at Chapel Off Chapel, and it's called Unpack This.
And all the details, you can go to mindfood.com.
You can indeed, or you can go to the Chapel Off Chapel website, and they'll have it there as well.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff.
No worries. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.